Now, we will have Judge Stephen Jarre's regular Administrative Director's Report.
Thank you very much, Chief, and good morning, Council members. As is always the case, a report appears in your materials which summarizes the support activities of your staff for the Council, its standing advisory committees, and the courts during the period of time since the most recent Judicial Council meeting. Highlighting just a few of those activities, I should observe that with the closing of the previous fiscal year on June 30th, our fiscal staff and Trial Court Administrative Services staff have obviously been busy at work toward closing all the books, including ensuring that all related appropriations are in balance with the State Comptroller's Office and finalizing year-end financial statements for all of the special funds that are administered. Our fiscal folks and TCAS are working now to develop an annual year-end return on investment report in Phoenix for all the trial courts, initiating also this year's support work for the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee and Council relative to budget allocations for fiscal 14-15, and providing support to the Chief in the development of BCPs, which are due at DOF on September 2nd. On the open meeting rule front, of course, as everyone is aware, the open meetings rule applicable to all council advisory groups went into place on the first day of the fiscal year. Training sessions were held for all chairs of all standing advisory committees and other advisory groups of the council, as well as their lead staff, for its implementation and smooth implementation. A significant effort was obviously made by staff in that respect. They have had and will continue to have follow-up sessions. The work obviously is to ensure that there are as few disturbances as possible, even though this involves considerable adjustment in the way business has been previously conducted in terms of giving notice of meetings, arranging the opportunity for the public to be present in a meaningful way, and the like. I certainly appreciate the investment by both the chairs appointed by the chief and our staff in that process. On the labor relations front, our HR office has assisted 16 trial courts in their labor negotiations. Two have recently concluded, with a ratification vote now pending. On the classification and compensation study front, there were a couple of developments. The compensation phase is underway even as the classification component is being concluded. Comparator organizations for the compensation side, of course, had to be identified. Fox Lawson and Associates, who are, of course, conducting the entire classification and compensation study, provided the executive office and the internal chairs with an array of potential comparators from which or whom were selected by the internal chairs and the executive office the following. That is to say, compensation comparators: the University of California system, the California State University system, state executive branch agencies, the 10 largest trial courts, and 40 selected cities and counties within our state. Also, private sector comparators have been and will be consulted in connection with certain of the occupations and professions that are more likely to be identified in the private sector than the public sector, IT being an illustration. The second development on the class and comp front is that the projected completion date has been moved by contract amendment 2 months to the end of February to allow for sufficient time to work through the complexities of the study. As you'll recall, when Kurt Soderling made the initial explanations to all of you and in the course of his ongoing meetings with all staff concerning the process, he's emphasized that the most important thing is that we get it right. It was decided that we needed in the executive office, and I think the internal chairs as well, more time to ensure that we digest all the complexities of the study process as it moves forward, thus the two-month shift. There are, however, no associated cost increases in connection with that adjustment. More than 150 youth court staff and court partners attended the annual Youth Court Summit at Sonoma State's campus with a focus on youth court best practices. This summit was held in partnership with the California Association of Youth Courts, the leading educational and training conference for youth court staff, and community service leaders. Also, as many of you are already aware, CEJR has put CEJR online. The new education website for the council has been launched this month. It replaces the education section previously on the Serranus website and combines the judicial education site into a single site with court staff education website, programs calendars, and course registration site as well. It allows users more easily to search publications, distance education materials, and or register for programs. Two work groups of judges and court staff and leadership provided guidance and input on the redesign effort, which I submit has been an entire success. I'm grateful to them and, of course, grateful to Dr. Cowdery and her CEJR leadership. The chief has already mentioned that the Justice Corps celebrated its 10th anniversary. The chief accorded the Chief Justice's award for exemplary service and leadership at Law Day in Los Angeles in celebration of that decade of service by Justice Corps members in our self-help centers. And also, I'm informed that the State Bar has elected to award the Justice Corps its Education Pipeline Award for 2014, and it will be presented at the Bar's annual conference in San Diego in September. Finally, I'd like to thank the chief and the internal chairs, Judge So, Justice Hull, and Judge Herman, for their participation in a series of all-staff meetings this past month in San Francisco and in Sacramento. Our Burbank staff were present by televideo. The staff much appreciated the opportunity to hear directly from the chief and from council members on their perspectives relative to the challenges and opportunities for both the Judicial Council organization and for our branch. Unfortunately, Justice Miller was out of state and unable to attend, as was Judge O'Malley, who has been encumbered by a most challenging trial. They sent their regrets. That concludes my report, Chief.
Thank you, Judge Jarre.